Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money. And today we're talking about, you know, you want to save money, you want to save $1,000. Guess what? It is hidden in your bank account right now. Why is saving money so hard? I mean, it's like worse than trying to solve the Rubik's Cube, which, by the way, I have never in my life been able to solve. But I have been able to solve the saving money problem. So I get asked all the time, you know, why can't I figure out how to save money? Like, I'm really smart, or I make a lot of money, or, you know, like whatever the situation may be, people just can't figure out how to save money. And this may very well be you listening to the podcast. And let me just tell you right now, okay, you are so not alone because I hear it from everyone. And it seems to be like this giant mystery. And every time I tell people what I'm about to tell you, it's like a aha moment, like a, oh my God, I finally understand it. And I actually am motivated to find the savings. So, you know, it's just not that hard, but I understand why it is so hard. I don't know if that makes sense, but it makes sense in my head. So we're going to talk about that. Like, the money that you want to save, that you really want to have to, I don't know, pay off your debt or travel or, you know, whatever the heck it is you want to do, I guarantee you that a large percentage of that money that will actually help you achieve that goal is sitting right now in your bank account, staring at you face to face, right? Like, it's daring you to find it, and you're not looking there, right? You're looking like everywhere else, but not there. And so I just want to challenge you today, like, grab a glass of wine or pint of beer or your favorite beverage. If you don't drink, if you're under 21, of course, don't grab alcohol. But those of us that can, like, grab a beverage, like, sit back and just listen, like, take this in, pretend that you're like sitting on a beach and the waves are lapping and like the sun is shining and it's just the most idyllic day, all right? So put yourself in that frame of mind and let's talk about saving money. So the question is, like, why do you need to save money? And, you know, I get this all the time, and it's interesting to me because, you know, as a financial planner, it's pretty obvious to me why you need to save money, because I work with people all day long and I talk to people and I go speak at conferences and I, you know, create courses and all sorts of things. So it's kind of like in my DNA, but I realize that it's not in your DNA, and it's not something that, I mean, it's something that you know you need to do, but maybe you don't really even understand why you need to save money, right? And maybe it's kind of like that budgeting thing that it just, I don't know, it makes you feel bad. It makes you feel pissed off, right? That, you know, you can't save money. Like, you try month after month and everything you do just doesn't work. But why you need to save money is really like a personal decision, because we all craft the life we want to lead, right? So, I mean, I don't know about you, but I have this vision for my life. You guys are all part of it because you're listening to this podcast. I really want to affect change, and I really want to create like a money movement, and I want 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds and those just out of college, like, to actually understand money, understand how to do this stuff, like real life, right? So that we don't get in the pit of debt, and we don't get in the pit of shame, and we don't get in the pit of all these like crappy things that I see people get stuck in with money. Because I want you guys to all achieve big things, right? I want you all to be wealthy, whatever that definition means to you, whatever that word means to you, I should say. I want you to be wealthy, and I want you to be able to achieve what you want to. And so I hope that, you know, this podcast and the other things that I do and any interaction that we have together, it's just empowering, because that's really what I want you. Like, after you listen to a podcast or you take one of my courses or whatever it may be, I just want you to like freaking feel empowered that you can do this stuff. Like, it doesn't mean you're not going to make a mistake, because I make mistakes all the time. And I hate it when I make a mistake, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I should know better than this. But anyway, that's a whole other tangent. We won't go down. But I want you to just feel empowered. And so saving money and like learning how to save money, learning how to do all of these things should really empower you, right? Because you can start like marching forward towards your goals. So obviously I want to totally expand Millennial Money. I'm starting a whole online school, which I'm super excited about. And I'm just going to be teaching courses that I think you guys need to take, like, taught the way I want to teach them, right? The fun way. And so I really want to do that, but I also have like such a heart for Africa. Obviously I love to travel. I want to travel everywhere. I want to buy a house. I want to move back somewhere that's a little less crazy than Los Angeles. I just have this vision for my life that I'm not willing to give up on. And I hope you're not willing to either give up on the dream for your life. And to do that, it's going to take saving money. So there's all these news reports out, right? If you listen to the news, you probably either hear that millennials are the best savers or are the worst savers and not saving enough. And so, like, which is it, right? What do you actually believe? Well, forget the news, throw it out, right? Half of everything on the news anymore is ridiculous. It's really, you know, are you saving enough for yourself? I recently read an article that millennials need to save $2 million before retirement. And that's a substantial amount of money. I mean, that's going to take some willpower and some sacrifices and things like that. But you can actually do it. Like, depending on, okay, throw that out. I'm not even going to say that. Whatever age you are listening to this podcast, I don't care if you're 18, if you're 25, if you're 45. I don't even care if you're 60. If there's somebody listening to the podcast that's older, I don't care. It's always a good time to save money, and you can reach $2 million. So let's just look at like a statistic. So assuming that, let's say somebody was, I don't know, they had 32 years until retirement, right? And they earned like 5% on their investments. They would need to sock away about $2,000 a month for 32 years to accumulate $1.8 million in a nest egg, right? But the youngest millennial, so somebody who's really young, maybe just out of college, you would only need to save $1,000 a month for 48 years to accumulate $2.4 million. So the whole object of it is that the earlier you start saving, even if it's just the tiniest bit of money, I promise you, oh my gosh, I swear to you, like I'm on my knees right now. I'm begging you. Just start somewhere because it is going to make such a huge difference. And I guarantee you, if you start right now, even if it's like $25 a month or $50 a month or whatever you can save, give it like 15, 20 years. I know that seems like a long time, but hang with me here. Give it 15, 20 years. You are going to look at your account balance one day, and I swear you are going to fall over backwards in your chair. You are going to be so freaking happy. And it does is start with just saving a little bit of money right now.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited. And it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like $1 million wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied. Or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web. And in the process, helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
There's another statistic out that new grads won't be able to retire until age 75. Well, that really sucks, right? But maybe it doesn't, because we're all living so much longer. If you're listening to this podcast, you might live it like well into your hundreds, which is not something that many of us want to do, but that's just the reality because healthcare is so good and we all are taking care of ourselves. You know, we all have awesome careers. So 75 may not be that bad, but You know, the facts are that the average young graduate right now has a student loan debt of around $35,000. Take you about 10 years to pay that off. And your average loan, yearly loan payment is about $4,000, right? So student debt's rising and rents are rising. And all of those things really impact how much you can save money. But listen to this. They impact it, right? But they don't stop you from saving money. So all of these studies, all of this stuff is just, it's gibberish. It's nonsense. And what happens is it like penetrates into your brain, right? And then you start thinking things like, okay, I'm going to say something really, no, I'm not going to say it. No, I really want to say it. No, I don't want to say it. I'm going to say it. All right. So it's like watching the Kardashians, right? After a while, you start thinking that they really have talent, but you really know there's no talent there. Okay, I said it. Cat's out of the bag. I'm not a Kardashian fan. They live actually about a mile or two from where I live, and I see them all the time, but okay, it's just not my cup of tea. Anyway, let's get back to saving money. So how much money should you save? Well, the real question is, what are you saving for? So I can tell you a mathematical number, right? Like you should be saving between 5 to 20% each month of your take-home pay. But that's like in a vacuum. That doesn't say anything about like what you want your life to look like now and in the future. Remember a couple episodes ago, we talked about the 50, 20, 30 budget model, right? So 50% of your take-home pay should go towards your fixed expenses. 20% of your take-home pay should go towards your savings. And then the 30%, the remainder of the money, that should go to all the like fun things that you want to do, right? Entertainment, eating out, traveling, all that sort of stuff. But the question is, what do you want your life to look like? So instead of focusing on saving this ginormous amount of money, because $2 million, that just sounds like, oh, forget it. Like, I'm never going to get there. Why am I even going to start? Start with something that you can manage, right? Don't look at the $2 million. Don't look at all of these facts and figures. Start with something really simple. So let's start with figuring out what is your current savings rate, all right? So I want you, this is a little exercise, I want you to get a pen and paper. I want you to find out how much are you saving in your 401k plus employer match. So how much, what percentage of your pay are you saving in your 401k, okay? That counts towards this 5 to 20% savings a month, okay? Number two, how much are you saving in your savings accounts? And by the way, a little hint, the easiest way to save money is to have your savings automatically deposit into a savings account without even thinking. So you get paid automatically, a certain amount rolls into your high yield savings account. You never see the money. You never touch the money. It was never there. It just like vaporized, except it didn't, except it's suddenly in this other magical account just growing there waiting for you. All right. So if you have an IRA or you have a Roth, how much are you, what percentage of your take-home pay are you putting in those? A little hint, you could save up to $5,500 in an IRA or a Roth this year. That's $458 per month or about $15 per day. Now, I bet that a lot of you could find $15 per day. Maybe not. Maybe you could only find half of that, right? But it's a darn good challenge if you ask me. And then next, what are you saving towards, you know, investments? Are you investing in real estate? Maybe you have a business. You know, a little FYI about real estate, they're great tax deductions, but they're not liquid assets. So what that means is if you had to sell a house right now, you might not be able to, or you might be able to, but you might not be able to get what you want for it. So a lot of people have like really big real estate portfolios. You guys probably, I'm totally sucked into Fixer Upper on HGTV, like total nerd fan when there's a marathon. I am there with like a bowl of popcorn and you cannot pry me away. But there's a lot of people that have real estate portfolios or you want to start investing in real estate, but they're still living paycheck to paycheck because all of their money is tied up in real estate. So that's not what you want, right? You want your savings to come first. So check out those things with, you know, your current savings and just see where you're at. Where are you at that 5 to 20% spectrum? Are you under it? Are you over it? Are you in the middle? Where are you at? You've got to know your starter place. Then there's this fear about saving, right? Probably a lot of you, you know, you saw what happened in 2009, stock market crash, maybe, you know, parents lost businesses. I don't know. Maybe it impacted you. Maybe you lost your job, whatever the situation. But there's a catch-22 is that a lot of millennials, a lot of young people decided like, okay, I am just not even going to touch the stock market. I'm going to be totally conservative. But the problem is that you actually do need big gains to get to your savings goals. But you might have to suffer a few losses along the way. That's just the reality, but it's okay because you have so much time on your hands. So don't let those things, don't let those kind of bad markers, you know, stick in your head and stop you from at least putting a toe in the water. If you work for a company, and I've said this so many times, and they offer a match, which is free money, free money, always contribute up to the match, always, even if you don't know what the heck you're doing, right? I'll walk you through it, I promise you. And we've talked about many of my favorite fintech companies that I totally love, like Bloom and Wealthfront and Betterment and Goldbean. All of these offer awesome services to help you figure out how to construct a portfolio at a really low cost, right? Really low cost. So if you hired, you know, if you hired me, if you hired equivalent, a certified financial planner or investment advisor to help you construct a portfolio, to be honest, it probably cost you a few hundred dollars to a few thousand dollars a year. And, you know, I know many of you just don't have that cash. And the cool thing is right now, you don't need to do that. All of these companies offer amazing services for you at a really, really, really small price tag. So why wouldn't you take advantage of that? Okay, now let's look at like what your savings should look like. So this is just kind of a recap of a bunch of things that we've covered in a bunch of podcasts. Remember, your emergency fund is critical and that should always come first. There was this recent article, I'm actually writing an article about the article, but there's a recent article from The Atlantic magazine that there's a Federal Reserve Board survey and they surveyed all these people, and what they find is 47% of the people surveyed could not come up with $400 in an emergency. They didn't have it. It wasn't in a savings account. They couldn't get it in their bank account. It just wasn't there. And that's really sad. That makes me really, really, that makes me really sad and totally frustrated. Like, I feel like we've done a disservice. We're not helping people figure this stuff out because you can build savings. I don't care how little money you make, how much money you make, you can build savings. That I promise you, right? So remember, your emergency fund, it's so critical. And you should have, you're aiming for 3 to 6 months of your fixed expenses in that account. If you can't get there, it's okay. Work towards 1 month. Let that be your goal, right? It's something, it's better than nothing. So that should be your first start. Then we've got our 401k, our IRA, and our Roth. That should be the next place that you start saving money, all right? And if you're conservative, it's okay. You don't have to pick aggressive funds. It's totally okay. There's something for everyone there. Also, we can find savings with our student loans. Maybe there's a better repayment option than we're on, right? Or I hope you guys just listened to the recent podcast I did with Bobby from Millennial Money Man about student loans. You know, maybe it's about just like making a few sacrifices and really just getting that debt paid off fast. Budgeting, my friend, budgeting. I love budgeting. I'm on a mission. I'm going to have every single one of you listening to this podcast master your budget. I'm not going to stop until I do. I feel that passionate about budgeting. And I know firsthand how important budgeting is because, listen, it's been there when I've had really crappy times in my life and I thought, I don't know how I'm going to figure this out. It was my budget that helped me figure it out. It was literally my best friend. And it's been there in times when there's been great excess. And I'm like, all right, this is awesome. Now I know where to like put my money. I've got my game plan going. But you got to know what your minimum monthly nut is. This is important to figure out. So what is the minimum amount of money that you need each month just to live and to pay your bills? Not to do anything extra, just to live and pay your bills. Figure out what that number is, okay? It's important that you know this. It's like your safety net number. So figure that number out. If you're self-employed, if you're an entrepreneur and you're listening, high five to you. I love you all. Commit to saving something each month in a Roth or IRA, maybe a SEP IRA, whatever you want to open. And at the end of the year, put away any extra money you have for tax savings in that. But commit to at least some percentage every month. If you wait till the end of the year, you're going to get totally derailed. I did this the first few years I was an entrepreneur, and I'm like, got to the end of the year. I'm like, there's nothing left for me to save. So don't do that. Learn from my mistake. All right. But the point is, look, there's still time to get on track. There's things you can do, and none of these are like really fun, but sometimes my motto really is, if you discipline and you make sacrifices now, right, and you really focus, if you do some of these things for even just like a small amount of time, it's going to pay off. It's going to pay off huge. I'd rather see you sacrifice a little bit now so that in the future you have a big, fat piggy bank full of money, full of choices, full of options. I would much, much rather see you do that. So there's always living at home. I know that's not the best thing, but listen, I've done it. I moved back in my parents' house when I was getting a divorce, and I'm still kind of shocked that I actually had a ton of fun doing that. I had a tiny closet. I had a suitcase I was living out of. I had a tiny little bedroom, but I knew I was doing something really smart financially for myself. So, you know, even if you could live at home to maybe like age 25, you know, you could chip off like 5 years off that retirement age. You could bring it down from like 70 to 75 or even more if you're really aggressive with your savings. Again, matching, so maximizing your employer's matching dollars, that totally makes sense. It's like when you think about savings, I want you to think about like a snowball, right? So it starts out really small at first. But as it goes further down the hill, it picks up more snow and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, right? So what happens is when you're contributing up to the match amount in your 401k, your employer is coming alongside of you and they're literally mirror matching that amount up to a certain percentage. Well, that just means that your snowball starts out bigger and each year it gets bigger and bigger, right? So it's going to get fatter faster, which is what we want. And also, you know, your allocation, your asset allocation, and we've kind of talked a little bit about this. So it's how your portfolio is made up, right? And most experts suggest that, like, let's say an average like 23-year-old should invest 80 to 90% of their retirement funds in what's called a well-diversified stock portfolio, right? So this means that your funds are this great kind of mix. And all of those companies I talked about earlier, they're all going to help you get that amazing mix. And also, help is always available. So you can always hire a financial planner. You can hire somebody for an hour. Heck, you can hire me. I'm available. You can hire me for an hour. I do Skype sessions. I do money coaching sessions. So if that's something you're interested, you can feel free and get in touch with me. Send me an email at yourmillennialmoney@gmail.com. But there's tons of financial advisors out there. Everywhere you look, whatever city you're in, whatever country you're in, there's somebody there to help you. So my friends, I just want to end like this. This is meant to empower you. This is all meant for you to take back your bank account and build your piggy bank so that you can have choices in life. If you know your numbers, if you do the budgeting, if you look at your bank statement every month, if you figure out how much you're spending in each category, if you commit to upping your savings percentage, you commit to maybe making a few sacrifices now, it's going to pay off huge in the future. That, I can promise you, I can write that in ink on a wall and I will raise my hand and I will swear to that because I know it to be true, all right? So I want you to all feel empowered. I want you to all feel excited. And I want you to all feel like, look, I don't care what that number, I don't care how little or how many zeros there are in my bank account. I can find savings today and I can do something super awesome and powerful with those savings. All right, so three cheers to you guys. I'm raising my glass. go out there and find your savings.